Democrats seek to withhold funding from women's shelters that refuse to house biological men. By Hannah Blow on March 11, 2022. Far-left Democrats are seeking to withhold funding from women's shelters that refuse to house biological men as they continue to push the so-called Bipartisan Violence Against Women Act Reauthorization Act of 2022, which actually promotes violence against women by adhering to the radical left's embrace of the term gender identity. Urgent, Dems are trying to push a new Violence Against Women Act into the omnibus. Among other issues, it would withhold funding from women's shelters that refuse to house biological men. Does that sound like preventing violence against women to you? The American Principles Project asked this week. Indeed, the act itself fails stunningly to protect women, as it embraces the radical transgender movement's manipulative terminology, including the phrase gender identity, basing key positions on that term rather than the fundamental reality of biological sex. It appears three times in the 335-page measure. As the Heritage Foundation noted, the stealth inclusion of gender identity under sex-specific provisions, particularly as concerns single-sex spaces like federal prisons and shelters for battered women, is nothing but a political power play. As Breitbart News detailed. In other words, the bill does nothing to protect women from sharing spaces with biological men who claim to be women. Heritage also notes the measure makes no provision for a religious exemption that might be exercised by faith-based homeless or battered women's shelters who refuse to sacrifice their faith on the altar of gender identity. The Violence Against Women Act is not supposed to promote violence against women, American Principles Project President Terry Schilling said in a statement. And yet, if Democrats succeed in replacing sex with gender identity in the law, that's exactly what will happen. Biological males will be allowed access to private female spaces, such as women's shelters and prisons, if only they claim to identify as a woman, he continued. And any institution that refuses to compromise women's safety will potentially lose its federal funding, he added. This is a travesty that every Republican and indeed every member of Congress should vehemently oppose. Yet some Republicans, including U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., and Joni Ernst, R.Y.A., have expressed overt support of the measure, introducing it alongside Democrats Dianne Feinstein, D.C.A., and Dick Durbin, D.E.L., in February. In fact, President Biden thanked them specifically for their ongoing leadership and commitment.